Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of what needs to be, I guess, rebranded from Ballpark Nuts into something a little bit different, as we're taking a stab at hockey, and maybe we'll eventually branch out into other sports too. But we're gonna do some hockey stuff throughout the hockey season. So we'll maybe rebrand, and if we haven't come up with a name yet, so maybe anybody in the comments, if they could think of a name, a sports podcast related name, throw it in the comments. Maybe we'll take a look. But yeah, so today, maybe I'll let Caleb take it away there and lead us off with what we're doing for hockey.
Alrighty, so we're a week into the season, and we're going to do a tier list of teams, I guess is the way to say it. We have six tiers. So top tier is cup contenders. Those are obviously your cup contenders. Playoff lock is like we kind of view as the division spots, like division winners slash people are going to be in the division spots. We have wild card, obviously wild card teams. And we have a playoff push. So teams that may not make the playoffs, but are going to make a push to the playoffs. We have meh. So that's going to be teams that are not good enough to be in a playoff push, but not bad enough to be in the first overall pick territory. So those are our tiers. And yeah, I guess we'll start it off. Bryson, you want to start off with where do you have the Anaheim Ducks?
Yeah, for sure. I have the Anaheim Ducks in the meh. Category, I guess, tier. I had them for a while. I was thinking about putting them up in playoff push, but I just don't think that they're quite there yet. I think they still have a really good young core, but I still think that they need a couple years to develop that core, and I don't think they've added a ton of pieces around that core that I think really moved the needle for me. And John Gibson's been kind of up and down. They do have Dostal, so I think he'll be a really good goalie, but I think he's young too, so I think he still is a little ways away from being a starting goalie in the league. But so, yeah, I think in a year or two, I think they'll move up for me, even maybe next season. But I think for this season, I have them just in kind of that Met category.
Yeah, that's also where I had them. Oh, my bad. You go ahead, Chase.
Once that young core kind of gets some more experience and depth.
You also get Carlson back tonight, so yeah, I also had them in meh, and then yeah, so no arguments there. And now
you
I'm
got
up
your favorite
with the
player there too.
Oh yeah, totally.
Just in case nobody knew,
I do not like Trevor Zegras.
That'd be sweet.
Alrighty,
so he's just out there doing cardio.
he's no Brock Besser.
No.
Brock Besser, best player in the league right now.
Yep. Alrighty, so I'm up with the Flames. This is tough. They've had a hot start. They just beat Buffalo 10 minutes ago. I'm torn between wild card and playoff. This is the Flames. I'm gonna put them in wild card, in my opinion. They look good. Marsham seems to be doing the job. They have looks like Huberdeau's low key back, I would have to say. And I think just having Sutter gone is just to kind of re-energize this team. Seemed like Huberdeau was miserable last year. And seemed like Hanifin's off to a solid start. And they have a solid team there, and I was going to put, like, this moving the Flames up, because I actually originally had them in playoff push, so I'll probably be moving my Canucks down later. Yeah. What do you guys have the Flames at?
I had them in playoffs. They were kind of a toss-up for me between wild card and playoffs, but I have them as, like, in the playoffs. Yeah.
You have them with playoff
lock?
I just think...
Yeah, I think they're going to have a bounce back season. They had really high expectations last year, and I agree. I think Sutter really kind of that by the midway through that season, I think they kind of just stopped listening to him, and I think a fresh coaching regime I think is good for them. I do think Huberdeau will have a better season this year, and I think they have some depth there. Like, they got some good young guys. They got, like, Coronado, they got Pelletier, even that Adam Rizika. I can't know his last name. He's been playing really well. Rizika. You got Elias Lindholm, who I think is going to bounce back. Like, he's a good player. I think he'll be better this year.
So they have really good depth.
Yeah, there's a deep team, and it's really, I think a lot of it's going to depend on Markstrom and if he can bounce back as well, but I think he will play well enough that they'll be in the playoffs.
I 100% agree. It all comes down to Markstrom.
I was going to say, if Markstrom can have a better year than he did last year, it'll be...
Because I honestly think the Flames have one of the most underrated decor in the league, like Hanifin, Anderson, Uyghur, Zadorov, yeah, solid, and Tanev. Like, that's a solid, that's a deep defensive core.
I feel like Uyghur also had an off year last year.
Yeah, he did. Everyone had an off year. Like, Huberto was at the biggest drop off in points from season to season in NHL history.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just completely. Yeah.
Well, he went from 110 to like 50 points.
Yeah, I think Sutter was just needed to go, and I think they'll respond better this year to the new coach.
All right, and now their rival Chase. You want to rank your Oilers?
Oh boy, I mean, biasly, I'd put them playoffs. I think they would be if the goaltending could figure out the situation there. It's either a lights out game like the other day, where it was, what was it, like 5-1, 6-1 win? And then, or it's like when we
just
played
Vancouver,
like 8-1 loss. So.
And then a 4-3 loss where Oilers dominated the Canucks, but still lost.
Yeah, so it's really, I think it's a question of goaltending, because McDavid and Draisaitl do some nasty stuff up there, so. Pretty hard to contend with as long as you can put some good goaltending.
It's
tough to win games when you face 16 shots and let 4 in.
Unless you're Edmonton, because you can score 7 a game easily.
Yeah, that's true.
I also had Oilers in playoff lock. I think last year, did they reach the conference finals?
They did. I think they lost to Colorado.
Or Vegas?
Or Vegas, sorry. Yeah, no. It was Vegas, yeah.
I can't remember, yeah. But this team is, like, as I think it was Draisaitl said, this is a cup or bust. But I think the offense is a cup-contending offense, but the defense and goaltending, that's what's really holding this team back.
Yeah.
If they fix that, I'll easily put them in cup contender.
I have them in playoffs too. I think I'm the same. I just not sold on their goaltending, and I just don't think that they have to be in cup contender. I just don't trust that goaltending. I think goaltending is the biggest thing in the playoffs that gets you. Like, you look at Vegas last year, like, they had Aiden Hill, who wasn't necessarily a household name, but he got hot at the right time, and that was the difference, I think, between them and even in their Oilers series. So. Yeah, well, I think they're a playoff team for sure.
For a minute there.
Oh, we're back.
Just went quiet. I was like, oh, not the awkward silence.
It's tragic.
Are we done with the Oilers now?
Yeah.
All right, Bryson, where do you have the LA Kings?
The LA Kings I have in a wild card. I have them in playoffs, but then I realized that I have a lot of Pacific teams in the playoffs. Not that they can't make the playoffs. I think they definitely can. I think for LA, it's kind of similar. I'm in the same boat with them as the Oilers. They obviously don't have the top-end talent that the Oilers have, but I think that their defense is a little bit questionable. Doughty's obviously a guy you can always rely on for just to be a solid defenseman, but... they have some other defensemen who kind of need to step up this year. I think Gavrikov will be a good player for them this year on the defensive end. And I think at some point this year, Brant Clark will probably get a chance with the team. But I think for them, too, it's the goaltending, right? It's Cam Talbot.
Very suspect goaltending.
Is he going to be Cam Talbot of the 1 year with the Oilers where he was really good? Or is it going to be the Cam Talbot for most of his career where he's just been so inconsistent and up and down? And I don't think Phoenix Copley's really doesn't inspire me a lot as a backup. So I think it's going to be a tough hill for them to climb. They have a lot of young guys where if they take the next step, I think they can definitely make the playoffs. But I just wasn't sold enough on them to put them right in the playoff lock yet.
The Dubois trade, it's looking really good. Dubois so far, fit right in with them.
And Velarde's already scored out for 4 to 6 weeks.
scored a goal in Winnipeg, and he scored 2 goals tonight. He's looking like – it kind of reminded me of the Tkachuk trade with the Flames. It's like, oh, my God, Flames absolutely fleeced them. But like, same to Jets, like, holy, Jets fleeced them now. Like, Dubois looking pretty nasty out there. Alrighty, and I'm up with Seattle. This is tough because Seattle's a terrible first three games.
Yeah.
Oh, that's God, they've been brutal. I'm going to – like, honestly, I'm considering putting them in meh, but after last year, I think they'll figure things out. I'm going to put them in playoff push.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to score. The thing, only good thing is Grubauer's kind of looked pretty good, but still no results. Like,
Veneers,
which is crazy.
A shell.
They're 0-3-1 right now.
And like my thing with them this year was like going into the year was like, oh man, they're like, what's their goaltending gonna look like? But through the first three games, goaltending has been good. Offense has been nowhere to be found.
It's like Veneer. I don't even think Veneers has a point this year.
I don't think he does.
Like their leader is Vince Dunn with 2 points.
Veneer has literally nothing. He's got 6 shots, 2 hits, and he's -5.
Oh. Yeah, it's been a tough start for them.
Yeah.
Like again, they didn't add anything in. I don't think they added anything in free agency. They lose. Huge. Like they lost. Well, they lost Geeky. I know that.
Might have to
bring a good solid death piece. It's just like this team. It's like Jared McCann's there. Like the name of this team is depth, but like as I said, I watched one of the Seattle games and they said it's if this is a team that can easily go into scoring some, so they don't have that one guy. And I think they're hoping for Beniers to take that spot, but early, it's still early, so there's still lots of time. But 4 games in for them, they're 0-3-1.
Oh right.
I think after last year and the push they made, I think a lot of people expected them to start a lot better than they have, so I think see people being a little concerned, but it's only 3 games in, so.
But another thing I want to say is their schedule is brutal to come up. Tonight they're home to Carolina. Carolina's a top-tier team. Home to New York. New York's a top-tier team. At Detroit. Detroit's looking like could be a solid team this year. And then at Carolina, at Florida, at Tampa Bay. Like, I see the potential they can – like going a 10-game losing streak to start the season.
Yeah, there's a very real world where they start 0-10.
Yeah. Tough. And it doesn't get any easier. Like this is my first time looking at that schedule. This start of the schedule is ridiculous. Like, holy crap. But I guess you did have it kind of. Yeah, I have them in playoff push. And I guess next up is, I think this one's pretty easy, the San Jose Sharks. I think that's number one overall pick territory.
I could probably rank that one right up.
Yeah, not much not much going on in there. I think if you have Zadina on your first line, that's an issue.
It's one of those teams where it's just like they have a couple young guys who I think will be good, like Eklund and I'm forgetting now the other guy. Bordalo, but
those aren't first line guys.
No, definitely not. I think Eklund can be at some point, but he's only 19.
I do like that they picked up Duclair. That could be a guy that gets you a decent amount of draft picks at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I think it's I think he's going to be a great trade piece for them. Same with guys. I think at some point they got to move. They're going to probably want to move Hurdle.
Yeah, and I think Couture's on his way out too.
Oh, all their guys are getting old.
Yeah. It's a. Well, they did good. I think they did good with the Carlson trade.
Yeah.
Because there was a time where they were looking like they were going to have to pay to get rid of the contract. But
yeah,
they took advantage of that.
They did well to get out of that.
Yeah, and I was watching the Bar Down podcast, and the one guy asked, can you name one person besides Hurdle that's on the first line for San Jose? And he just drew a blank.
Nobody worth mentioning.
Alrighty, my Vancouver Canucks.
Oh boy.
I'm very disappointed in Tyler Myers, but it is a embarrassment to the team that the coach keeps putting him out there. if we would have did this last week, I would have put them in wild card. But I'm just gonna be, I'm trying not to be biased, I'm gonna put him in playoff push. Last couple games proved to me that this team is still has flaws on the back end. Like goaltending solid. Offense is whatever. But they still are. When Mikheyev gets back, that'll be a big help. I think the offense will click eventually, and I like the moves they made. Hronek and Susie look good, but yeah, I think playoff push is where I have them. What about you guys?
Well, they got Brock Besser, so you know.
Yeah, I think he leads the NHL in goals. Oh no, he'll be still behind Matthews.
Yeah,
second leading goal scorer. That's a good team right there.
Yeah. Patterson looks nasty.
I'm not gonna lie. I was looking at the West because I was looking for like my eight teams in the West that I think are gonna be in the playoffs. And going through them, I genuinely have the Canucks in the playoffs. I think I do. I think Demko. And this isn't like I'm not trying to like sound like a. I'm trying to make you happy. This is genuinely my thoughts. I think Demko is super underrated now because he had a tough goal last year.
Another early hot take is Demko is a top three goalie in the NHL. I think it's Sorokin, Shesterkin, Demko.
Ooh. Yeah. And I would say Shesterkin's been horrible to start this year, whereas Demko has been really good. So I like Demko. I like I think Pettersson is going to have a huge year. I think defensively, I think Quinn Hughes getting to see. I think it's going to put a little fire under him. I do think, yeah, Tyler Myers' ice time needs to really go down.
It is like 2 minutes left in the game and he's on the ice. It's like, yeah, he scored today, but, oh, well, I don't know. I'll just say this quick. So Vancouver is on the penalty kill today. Myers is on the ice. I think it was Pettersson was like working in like, not in the corner, but like along the boards. And Tyler Myers decides to join on a penalty kill, which you're not supposed to do, leaves the front of the net, skates towards to join the puck battle, knocks Pettersson over, and then they scored. Like, oh, he's so bad. But he did have a nice goal, but like he scored one but costed us like four or five goals already.
Yeah, yeah, he's a liability. He's like the Tony D'Angelo of the Canes. Like, he's just like, why is this guy on the ice? He's just such a liability. But no, I think looking at the West right now and like kind of where I see teams, and obviously it's early in the season and teams, like you said, like teams like the Kraken can make a push or even other teams that have started slow. But I genuinely think that the Vancouver Canucks will be in the playoffs this year.
Alrighty, so we have our first tie. So Chase, where are we putting them? Before we do any adjustments, let's rank Vegas first.
All right.
So I personally have Vegas as the West representative in the Cup contenders. Like,
yeah.
I think this team, they're 5-0, or I don't know, have they beat the Jets yet? Up 4-3 with 4 minutes left. They're 4-0 right now. They look absolutely gross. They beat the Stars, who are my, like, who I was contemplating with for Cup contender. This team is just loaded, and they haven't even had Petrangelo the last couple of games.
Yeah, Martinez just got back tonight.
Like this, if they stay healthy, this is a juggernaut, this team.
Yeah, I would put I'd probably put them with you as well.
What are your thoughts, Bryson?
I have them in playoffs. I do think they were like the team I was like it was them and then my team that I have in Cup contender that I was going back and forth with. But I just my reason for not having them up there is just like my thing is health. A lot of their players struggle with health, so like I mean, if they're healthy for playoffs, I think that they definitely are the Cup contenders. It's just always tough. They suffer through injuries every year. And I want to see more. I want to see Aiden Hill do it for a whole year. He was really good for the playoffs last year. And they do still have Logan Thompson as well, who's obviously could be a starter, but is currently like, it's like a basically a split goaltending time. But seeing consistency, I guess, from their goaltending throughout the season would definitely, if we did this like a few months into the year, it might probably change for me. But I just want to see them do it for more than just one playoff, see if Aiden Hill's actually that guy or not.
Right. Wee King alumni, Logan Thompson.
And yeah, but yeah, obviously Logan Thompson is huge.
Fair enough. Logan Thompson right now against Winnipeg, he's 33 saves on 36 shots. So
yeah, like he was like even last year before the injury, he was an all-star.
He was a candidate for the Calder.
Yeah. So it's definitely, I believe in him. I just want to see it for a full season. And my hesitancy is that, yeah, there's those injuries. Like Petrangelo's always hurt. Stone's known to get hurt. Eichel's was pretty good last year. Like, I'm pretty sure he was healthy for most of the year. But, like, yeah, it was a tough debate, though. Like, I have no issues having them a cup contender at all. Like, I totally see it.
Don't forget about Phil Kessel.
Oh, that's true. Honestly, he should be. Just by himself, we should just have a whole other tier list, just Phil Kessel. Above cup contender.
Alrighty, so basically, so for this, like, to even out the tier list, we need to move one. I'll put the Canucks in wild card, but we need to move one team up to playoff lock and then one team down to playoff push for the standings to work out. So who should we move up to playoff lock? I'm thinking Calgary.
I do have Calgary in playoff lock.
Playoff lock, yeah. We'll move playoff lock, Calgary playoff lock. So who do you want to move down between Vancouver and LA?
LA.
I'd probably move LA.
LA? Oh, okay. I was going to say Canucks, but I'll move LA down. No problem.
I would take Canucks. I'd take Demko over anyone that LA has in that.
That's true.
And I think that's a big difference for me.
Alrighty. So we're just finished Pacific Division. So we have San Jose in first overall pick watch. We have the Ducks in meh. Kraken and Kings in playoff push. Canucks in wild card. Flames and Oilers in playoff lock. And then Vegas as our cup contender. We'll wait till we have more teams, then we'll decide which team we want to put in cup contender. So we'll just have whoever we have up there, and then we'll decide. So we're going to have one from the West and one from the East. Alrighty, so I'll start with Arizona. I'm putting them in meh. I think their core is starting to come together. I like the moves they made. Some veterans like Zucker in the lineup, but they'll probably trade them. Cooley looks good. Keller's still there. Like, this team is there. They're going to be a fun team, but I don't think they're going to be making a playoff push anytime soon. Well, not anytime soon. Like, maybe next year, not this year. But I think next year I'll definitely see them in playoff push. What about you guys? Where do you have
the
Coyotes?
I'll sit out on this one. I don't know if I have enough info.
Sounds good. I have them also in meh. So I agree. I think they also, they're similar to the Ducks for me. They have a really good young core, but it's going to be a year or two before that core can really develop. I think Clayton Keller's really good. He's one of the most underrated players in the league, I would probably say. And yeah, playing with Schmaltz, who they've been really good together. And defensively, they added Sean Durzi, who's kind of like a guy from LA.
Sean Durzi was like last year. Good pickup.
Yeah, that was a sneaky good pickup. And yeah, I think like their goalie, Vemelka, or whatever, how you say his name, he's actually been pretty good. Like, his stats are great just because he gets peppered every game, but
900 save percentage, but he had like a 350 GAA last year.
Yeah, because it's just when you're on a bad team, it's kind of similar to a lot of goalies on bad teams. Like, they can play well and still have bad stats. So yeah, I think give them a year or two, I think they'll be good. And once you guys like Gunther are up and contributing with Cooley and Keller, and I'm sure I'm missing some prospects. I feel like they have some decent prospects that I'm not even thinking of right now. But yeah, I like them. But yeah, for now, I think they're good and meh.
Alrighty. So Avalanche. So I already have. Were the Avalanche the other team you're thinking of for cup contender?
They are who I went with for cup contender.
I think that would do the same. Who else would be?
So Chase, you're going Avalanche also?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll move Vegas down a playoff walk since I got voted.
Yeah, it was a tough debate. Well,
yeah, what's your reasoning? Kale McCarr.
The reason I leaned them was I think Kale McCarr is a bit overrated if you ask me. Whoa! But don't. Yeah, not a lot.
Don't tell Dustin.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm gonna get some flack, but I think he's a great player. Don't get me wrong, but I think my thing for them was just the experience that they have, and obviously Vegas has experience now too. But I just think the top end, like I think McKinnon's a generational talent. Like he's up there with the Crosbys and McDavids of the world, and I think Rantanen's super underrated. Like somehow, really? I don't know how.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, he's a superstar, and Georgiev, yeah, really proved last year that he can handle being a starter. And I think, I'm blanking now. Who's their second line? There's
you got guys, like Nichushkin, Lekkonen.
Yeah, those guys, like those guys. Underrated kind of wingers on their second line there.
And they have Jonathan Drouin on that first line.
Watch out.
Yeah, this team, and they like added Ryan Johansson. Like, I think he's their third line center. That's nasty. And they have a good decor. Like, I think they just locked up Taze, didn't they?
Yeah, they locked up Taze. They got Girard. Like, he's a guy who was producing even before they signed Taze.
Was it Nichushkin or Lekkonen who missed most of the season last year?
I can't remember now. I think they both missed time at some point, but...
But you get those... Well, even if they did, you get those two back. That's good for your depth, and those two... Those two are very underrated players also. Those are good guys to have on your second line.
Yeah, they're good depth pieces, and Yeah, I feel like last year they kind of... I think they kind of missed there. I think Vegas, like I said, Aiden Hill just got hot and kind of ran into, and like I think Edmonton, the Avs, the Golden Knights got knocked in a battle.
Avs got knocked out by Seattle last year.
That's also true. Yeah, Seattle getting knocked in, that was kind of crazy.
There's a few upsets last year,
but yeah, I think this is them getting knocked out. It's gonna add some fuel to the fire. I think, my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. This is even with like Landeskog being just. I don't know if he's when he's going to be back or what this. I don't even know what's going on with him at this point.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, Bryce, you want to rank the Blackhawks?
For sure. I have them at number
one. Or the Chicago Bedards. Yeah. Chicago Bedards. I also had them in. They have first line, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're they're just a very top-heavy team, and
I would like for them to get another young guy in there to help work with Bedard. Because, man, like Bedard looks so good. Like,
yeah,
it's amazing how a rookie gets so much attention, like from other teams, especially on the power play. Like, yeah. he's gonna be a star. He is him. I agree. Alrighty. Dallas, I have the Stars in playoff lock. This team is going to be a top team. This team's going to make a playoff, like a deep playoff run. Has he been Dookie?
No, I said he's been looking pretty good, right?
Yeah. They have Ottinger. They got Duchesne on a cheap contract. That's absolute robbery. And they have like, yeah, well, what's that? Robertson, Hintz? No.
Yeah, Rupe Hintz.
Rupe Hintz. Robertson. Why Johnson?
Why Johnson? They have a Heiskanen, good defense. Where do you have them there, Bryson Chase?
Yeah, I'll do playoff lock too.
Yeah, that's where I had them as well.
Alrighty. So Bryson, you want to rank the Wild?
Minnesota Wild, I have them in playoffs as well. I think they're a really good team. I think they're a very like balanced team. I think they have like right now they're playing. They don't have Spurgeon. I think he's an underrated defenseman. This Brock Faber kid looks to be pretty good. And then they have, yeah, they got like Dumba. So they have like very, they don't have any like
superstar defensemen. Dumba's gone now.
Oh no, he's gone. Who's their
Arizona their
power play?
I
can't remember now.
Oh, I just watched one of the games.
Got to be Kaprizov.
Oh,
yeah, but like defensively, I meant. Sorry. Oh,
I have his name. Yeah. I can see his face, but I just can't put a name on it.
I'm gonna find it here. Hold on.
It's bothering me.
Yeah, it's bugging me too. But yeah, and then obviously offensively they have Boldy, they've got Kaprizov, Erickson Ek is a very good center.
He's been good this season too.
And this team's good, despite the fact that they have to deal with those Suter and Parise contracts. But this team actually they have some decent depth in my opinion. Addison, that's his name.
Addison, yeah.
He does
that. Addison. So, like, yeah, and, like, Zuccarello is another underrated guy. Yeah, I just think that they're a very, very solid team.
Yep, that's fair.
I 100% agree there. And you got Kaprizov, Kirill the Thrill, superstar. Yep. Looks had a rough first two games, fantasy-wise, but last couple games he's turned it on a bit.
Yeah.
Alrighty, no, so I got the Predators. I would put them in Mav, but they have Saros back there, so I think Saros alone puts them up to playoff push.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of pushing it even.
2-3 right now.
They were my like eighth Western team, like my borderline. Playoff.
Yeah, I ain't gonna keep him in playoff push. They lost a bunch of guys, replaced like Duchesne, Johansson there, they got O'Reilly, but they have Saros back there and he'll win you a few games. Yeah. You got on offense, Tomasino,
there's yeah, that Tommy Novak guy.
The greatest offense, but their defense is still solid, I would say, and they have one of the best goaltenders in the league. So I feel comfortable in them playoff push.
They'll do something. Yeah,
I think they're a veteran enough team. They could make a push.
They're just one of those teams where they kind of remind me of not much this year. It's like Tampa Bay Rays where I consider the Tampa Bay Rays the Islanders where it's like, oh, they're going to be shit, but they always, just the way they play, they'll always be there.
Yeah, they always find a way.
Yeah. Alrighty, St. Louis Blues. Bryce, you want to rank them?
This is another tough one. Yeah, I had them in playoff push. They were the team. It was them or the Preds that I kind of had on the outskirts of the playoffs. So I went with the Preds. I put them in the wild card, and I put the Blues in playoff push. Just because I think that I don't trust Binnington really all that much.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think they'll be better. Like, I think last year, like, I remember at one point they were skating like a minus 30, like some of their best players. Like, it was crazy. Like, it was just such a bad season for them. But I do think, like, Kyrou, Robert Thomas, they got Buchnevich, I think. He's always hurt, though. But, and then they have, like, Justin Falk on the back end there, Torrey Krug. Like, they got guys that are definitely good players. But I just went with the Preds just because I think that, again, the Preds have, like, they got to take Yossi over any of the defensemen on the Blues, and I take Saros over Bennington, obviously. So that was kind of why I leaned towards the Preds. But I think the Blues will be better than they were last year. I just think they'll just miss the playoffs.
Yeah. Holy shit, boys. We said Kraken don't score goals. We got two goals on the old the Hurricanes there.
They're going.
No. In pain.
Alrighty, where were we here? Okay, so we'll have a little this. I think so. I'm with Winnipeg. So, they looked terrible the other night, but
they really do.
I think Hellebuck's gonna bounce back at some point. Yeah, so,
the top.
I'm gonna throw them in playoff push.
Yeah,
they have. Actually, honestly, their defense is shit too. And I looked like Arvidsson. Who'd they get? Who was the guy they got? And it wasn't Arvidsson.
From,
what's his name?
No, Iverson's in LA.
Yeah.
They got Velarde.
Velarde, that's it. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. It's tough to say, honestly. Where did you have them, Bryson?
I have them in meh.
Meh?
Yeah, I just don't think that they just don't mesh as a team. Like, I find every year there's always something going on in the locker room.
They're stuck in neutral.
Yeah.
And the fans are starting to get impatient, as you can see with the attendance.
Team's not working. Yeah.
Actually, I'll be attending. I'll be helping out the Jets. I'll be attending the game October 30th against the Rangers. Oh, I'm buying a seat for $43.
Average.
May as well.
Where do you think we should have them, Chase? Because you're kind of the break. I have them in playoff push. Bryson has them in meh.
And the coin toss, really. I don't know. I was leaning more towards playoff push just because I do think Hellebuck will be a lot better than he has been so far. So I'd probably
I agree.
More towards playoff push, but they really could be a mad team with just like what Bryson said, they just year to year they just don't put it together.
Yeah. So I actually had the Blues as my wild card team out of the Central, or do we want to add a team from the other division into wild card? Bryson has Nashville.
I
personally had St. Louis, but we could also take one out and put from the other division. And,
well, we took LA out, right?
Yeah.
I'd probably rather put LA back in than...
And then have two Pacific teams have the wild card spots?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Bryson? Or do you want to stick with the Predators?
If I had to go between the Preds and the Kings, I think the Kings just have more upside.
So we should move the Kings up to wild card and just have two out of the Pacific?
Yeah, let's do it.
Alrighty. It happens. I just think LA is going to make – I think that Dubois trade. That center depth is nasty.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so we have the West done. Now we're on to the Atlantic.
We might have to –
So I'll
– I think we're pretty far into this already.
About, what, 20 minutes? 25?
Like 35.
Oh. let's try to be quicker. Okay. Alrighty. Buffalo Sabres. I have them in. They haven't looked too good. I'm going to put them in playoff push. Well, I just think that division is absolutely loaded.
I think that they are a way better team that they've showed so far. Like, they have such a nice, like, such a good young core that they have that have, like, already some experience. I just think nobody's done anything yet, like with Dahlin and Thompson and then Cousins. And
they also have – I like Levi, but I'm not a fan of them putting so much pressure on him early.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're it's really weird that they just kind of, like, threw him in and they were like, this Ukepek Luknin, just – they're like, yeah, no, you're good. Like, I feel like they should have started with a split and just kind of let them both figure it out and see who comes out on top.
I'll address why I think Buffalo is a playoff push when we get to a couple other teams. Where did you have them, Bryson?
I have them in playoff push as well.
All right. So, okay. Now, Florida, I have Florida in wild card.
I do as well.
All right. I think they made the cup finals last year. I think Bobrovsky's, I think, relatively looked pretty solid this year so far. I haven't really watched many Florida games. I think he's been all right.
Is Spencer Knight even going to play at all, or what's going on?
I think he's starting in the AHL.
Like, gotcha.
Yeah, I think he's kind of working his way back.
Yeah, gotcha.
But yeah, I think Already. Once he gets out there, he'll be set.
Yeah. Like, that's – I a lot of people said they were going to miss the playoffs, but I just can't see it. Ready to have the Canadiens, Bryson.
I have the Canadiens at the number one pick.
Yeah, I had them in meh, but...
Like, I just think their goaltending is atrocious.
There's nothing going like...
Outside of Suzuki and Coffey and a couple younger guys. And they lost Doc. Yeah, now Doc's out for the season.
Yeah, I had them in meh, but I think I'll push them down too.
Yeah, they don't have a lot going there, unfortunately.
Like, Caulfield has had so much hype, but has literally done nothing.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where there's a lot of hype right now. So I think if he doesn't start kind of – and he was hurt, so, like, you give him some time. But if, like, halfway through the year he's still not producing, it's going to be one of those things where it's like, was he overhyped? It's going to be a debate for sure.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so I'm ranking Detroit. So Detroit had has a very strong start to the year. They've looked really good.
Three
and one.
Oh, I don't know. Tough to say. Like right now the way they're playing, I want to put them wild card, but I'm gonna put them in playoff push. I still think this team still has a little ways to go. Where do you guys?
I have them in wild card.
Wild card? All right. Yeah, I could see it, but
I think that
division is loaded though.
It is, but they're a deep team. Like I'm looking at their lines right now, and they've got David Perron and Daniel Sprong on their third line, and those are two underrated guys. JT Compher is their second center, I think, is an improvement over last year. Andrew Kopp's on their second line too. Like I think they have a decent. Their defense is kind of a little suspect, but I mean they added Goss Despair, they added Petrie, they added they got Olli Maatta on their third line. I think for them it's goaltending is like really who's still really starting like a good starting goalie. That's a question. Reimer is an okay backup, but I'm a big fan of Detroit this year. I think they're gonna make a push.
Where do you have them, Chase?
I'm fine with whatever. I don't have a opinion, I don't think.
Okay, we'll come back to Detroit when we finish the division.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so Ottawa, Bryce, where do you have Ottawa?
I have them in playoff push.
Yeah, they look really good, but I don't think Korpisalo's it. Even though he's relatively.
He's been fine, but I just think that they're. If their young guys really step up, then they definitely could make. Like, I could see them moving up a tier for me, but I think for right now, I think they're a playoff push.
Yeah, I agree. Even though they've gotten off to a hot start, I think they will fall off. Tarasenko looks good. I think this team's still very young. And then like Matthew Joseph, I don't think he's gonna be at a point per game rate the whole year.
No.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with Shane Pinto too.
They need to get him. But Norris, I think Norris is back. He scored two goals.
Yeah, he came back strong. So maybe he'll elevate them. Who knows?
Okay, so I'll rank Boston and. Ooh, do I want to put? This is a tough one too. I'll throw Boston in. Oh, this is tough. I think I'm gonna throw them in playoff lock. So I think they'll get a division spot.
That's probably where I would have put them too.
Yeah, that's where I have them.
Yeah, this team's still like Bergeron still looks like they're doing the thing. They got solid decor. They still have Allmark and Swayman, one of the best tandems in the league.
Yeah.
And just the way they play, they're a pesky team. They'll
Pasternak's another underrated winger.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% agree. And yeah, so I think we all agree playoff lock for Boston. What about Toronto?
Also have them in playoff lock.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they're quite cup contender. I still think Samsonov's been very suspect first couple games. Hopefully Wall can step up. But as of right now, they still have a loaded offense. Matthews is looking good.
Oh, yeah, he's looking filthy.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think playoff lock. What about – where do you guys have Tampa?
I have them – that was a debate. I struggled with this one because of the Vasilevskiy injury. I still have them in playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. Like, they're gonna float, I think, in the wild card until Vasi gets back. And I think
they're not going to be as dominant as the years we remember. I think they're gonna have to win a lot of high scoring games because of the goaltending. But I think once Vasi's back, I think they'll be back to their usual ways.
They dominated the Canucks today.
But when you have Kucherov, Stamkos, and Point on your team, Hedman, you're still a stacked team.
And
Brendan Hagel looks like he's just a superstar all of a sudden. So just points galore.
Yeah, well, Stamkos is 2 goals, 2 assists already at his age, though.
Yeah, and he missed a couple games.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll rank the Hurricanes.
Oh boy.
I think this is the year where I'm gonna put them in cup contender. This team has solid goaltending. Well, you don't really need solid goaltending when you have a deep defense like they do. I think the only thing they're really lacking is that superstar, like that superstar on the team. But
they got enough.
They got enough there. They got enough goals and Teravine and whatever it is, Aho. And
well, especially when Aho's back.
Is Aho hurt right now?
He's hurt at the moment, yeah. And obviously Svech is not playing yet.
Svechnikov, yeah. Like in this team, they're what? What are they, 3-1 right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're currently losing to the Kraken, but
first period.
We're down 3-1 in the first, but
no Svech, so.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing is they need to stop playing Tony DeAngelo. he's so bad defensively, and we don't need him for his offense anymore because we have Burns who can run the power play. We got guys who can do that. We don't need him anymore, and he's just such a liability on the defensive end. It's crazy. So yeah. I think if we stop playing him as much, I think I'll be – but I do have them as cup contender, and that's not even – like, I genuinely, like, unbiased.
Yeah, he's biased as he's a Hurricane fan. Biased.
Yeah. No. It was – I debated between them and them and Toronto, but, yeah, I just – I don't buy Samsonov, and also Toronto just never – performs in the playoffs, so
they always choke. So.
And Tampa, yeah, with the Vasi injury, I don't know, because like I do think they'll be better when he comes back, but also like how he's gonna be gone for how many months, like is he gonna have enough time to ramp up or so that's why I went to Canes, also because they're the best team.
I'm gonna throw Canucks up there and cup contender too.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Blue Jackets. I think this team is the perfect representation of the meh category.
Yeah,
they got some guys like Laine is doing his thing, Goudreau's whatever, Fantilli. Like I think this team, well, this team needs to add, I think their defense is suspect. Like, and like dealing with the Babcock shit. Like, yeah, I think Matt is. I would even be borderline number one pick, but I don't think they're gonna be that bad.
No, I think they'll be mad too. I think like they got enough talent that they will keep them from the number one pick, but. They're not going to be pushing for a playoff spot, I think.
Yeah.
And I'll also throw – I have Devils as a playoff lock.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, that team is – they're my other team where I was considering putting a cup contender.
They were another one too, yeah.
I don't know if Vanacek's the guy. That's my only thing with this team. Other than that, they have a loaded offense. Like, yeah, I think it's pretty – like pretty safe playoff lock. Where do you have the Islanders?
I have the Islanders as a playoff push.
Playoff push? Yeah, they're like the Predators where you have Sorokin, Sar. Like they're a boring team.
But nothing.
Yeah. They're my borderline team that's similar to the Preds in the West.
Yeah, I have them as like I think they could get in the playoffs. But I also see a situation where they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sorokin gives you a chance to make the playoffs pretty much on his own.
Like, he had a 14-save shutout the other night.
Yeah, like, they're just such a good defensive team. It's just, like, if they can manage to score, like, two goals, they have a chance to win every game.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm up with the Rangers. I think they're a playoff lock for me.
Yep, I agree with that.
Like,
as long as Shesterkin learns how to stop pucks again.
Yeah, they're...
He was horrible tonight.
Did they win tonight?
No, they lost 4-1, and he got pulled after giving up four goals.
Yep, that's
who they play? Did they play crap? The Preds. Didn't they play the Preds?
The Preds, yeah.
That team shouldn't be giving up four goals, too. I think this team will get it together. They're still solid.
Fox,
Bjorns, Zibanejad. Okay, this is the interesting team. And I think this is the most interesting team to rank. The Flyers.
The Flyers.
Dominated the Canucks. Dominated the Oilers. Like, they're first in the Metro right now. Is it luck? But, like, they look like Tortorella has that team playing. Like, Canucks couldn't even get the fucking puck.
I think I have them in playoff push.
Like, yeah, I think
I don't know if they make it, but I definitely see them pushing for that 7 and 8 spot.
That's where I had him, but like
if Hart can keep playing like he's playing.
Yeah. Like honestly, that Vancouver game, I don't even think Hart had one like one scoring chance against him. Besides I guess he got waved off. Like all the shots were from the points and shit like that. Like it was like that team is playing so good.
They're very good. Like, they're defensive. They don't have a superstar defenseman like offensively, but they're all very good defensive defensemen.
Yeah, like and that's what Tortorella plays is lockdown defense. That's how he wants the team to play.
Yeah, and they have enough offense, I think, with like Konechny, Couturier, Atkinson's look good, Farabee, Frost. Like they got guys who can score your goals. So if you're playing good defensive game, I think they basically the only way they'll lose is if they kind of, you know, get lazy on the defensive end. But I think Tortorella won't let that happen.
Yeah, Tortorella will get them. So Pittsburgh I had as a playoff push, but that means we have to move someone. Like, I think Pittsburgh's too old. Like, I think they got, like, crap. Who did they get stomped by yesterday, wasn't it? Did they get stomped by the Red Wings or the Sens last night?
They lost to the Sens. It was the Red Wings. I think, yeah.
I just think this team is too old.
It was Red Wings.
Red Wings, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think we got to push. We got to push like one of the teams that we have in playoff push up. And like, unless where do you guys have Pittsburgh?
I had them in the playoffs.
Yeah, them in the playoffs. What about you, Chase? What do you think?
I don't know if I have an opinion, but I agree with where you said that they're an older team, definitely for sure on that.
Yeah, I think
like, I have the Penguins in the playoffs just because I think they still have like guys like Gensel, Rust. Even if Malkin and Crosby are a little bit on the old side, I like Ricard Raquel, and then like they still have Carlson, who's going to play well.
Jari good for them too.
Jari's good. I have like my team that I think is too old and is not going to make the playoffs this year is Washington.
Oh, okay. Oh, but speaking of Washington, we'll start right now. This is my hot take of the year.
Tell me,
Washington is the number one pick territory.
Yeah, I had them in meh, but I could easily see them being number one pick.
I think this team is terrible.
Yeah.
I guess they're 1-2. They have won a game.
I don't believe in Kemper, and I think that they don't have a lot of depth. And like I think like guys like Kuznetsov and Backstrom, I think, are past their prime. Oshie, those kind of guys. Like, I don't think that they're gonna have great years.
No.
By the way, it's 3-1 Seattle right now.
Oh boy. I know.
Like, how does Ovechkin have zero shots on that in two games? Or in zero shots on that in two games? That's ridiculous. Yeah.
That is actually.
Like,
yeah, it's actually insane.
Actually, I don't know if I want to be that harsh. I think they may be meh, but I think this team needs to blow it up. Like, yeah, I'll put them in meh. I think I feel comfortable in meh. So that is every team. So let's go over what we have in each category. So we have first overall pick. We have Sharks. And then we'll just say if we want to move anyone down. So we have Sharks, Blackhawks, and Habs in the first overall pick territory. We got in meh, we have the Ducks, Coyotes, Blue Jackets, Capitals. Playoff push, we have Kraken, Preds, Blues, Jets, Buffalo, Red Wings, Senators, Islanders, Flyers. Wild card. So then the Western Conference playoffs, we have the one seed would be the Avalanche, and we have division spots would be in the Pacific would be Vegas, Oilers, Flames, with Canucks and Kings making the wild card. Then we got the Stars, Wild. Oh, were we missing a team from the Avalanche in the Central? That's right. Never mind. Other than in the Eastern Conference, we have the Hurricanes being the cup contender with Boston, Toronto, Lightning is the division spots in the Atlantic. Then we have Devils, Rangers occupying the other two spots in the Metro. Then we have Florida and Pittsburgh in the wild card spots. So out of does anything change? I think this looks pretty freaking good.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
That's exactly how the NHL season is going to go.
Yeah, I don't think any of those are going to be wrong.
Exactly.
We'll see at the end of the season where it's 100%.
Yeah. It's no doubt in my mind.
Locked.
Yeah. Get your bets in now.
Yeah. Put it in. Parlay it.
Yeah, I've totally made a lot of money this NHL season.
32 leg parlay.
Yeah, I'm never 32. Betting on the Capitals again.
Parlay the Sharks, Blackhawks, and Habs all getting the first overall pick.
Do it up right now.
Just hits. They trade it between each other, all three. All righty. So I think that's it, Chase. You want to?
There's our list. Awesome.
Close her out.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, our first hockey episode in the books. We'll definitely get some more hockey rolling. So we'll think of a new name to rebrand ourselves with, a little bit more sports oriented. But hopefully everyone enjoyed our first hockey episode and look forward to more. All right. Thank you. We will, I guess we'll see you in the next one.
Deuces.
Peace.